Greetings, my friends, and welcome to the Paula Gordon Show, Conversations with People at the Leading Edge. I'm Paula. Oil stores energy. So does a battery. Technology-driven economies all over the world are investing heavily in battery research because batteries are a key technology in more efficient, more sustainable energy-based economies.
The reason people are now interested in lithium air batteries, which is this technology I'm talking about, is that they're starting now to realize that lithium ion batteries have limitations that will be a real challenge for the auto industry to make electric vehicles possible. And whereas the industry is struggling to get to 100 miles on a single charge, this technology will allow you to go up to 1,000 miles on a single charge.
Wow.
The same weight equivalent battery. So the implications are very, very profound.
Lonnie Johnson invented the Super Soaker water gun. He has used the small fortune he made from that invention to create and develop leading-edge energy generation and storage devices. How does one man go about changing the world? Dr. Lonnie Johnson, some years ago we sat on the shores of Cape Elizabeth, right where Champlain had landed before he went up into Canada. And our host was talking about who dominated the sea, because we were talking about Champlain. And he talked about how there was a long stretch of time when people who had mastered using wind were dominant. And then he talked about how next came steam and then the age of fossil fuel as the driver. And I'm thinking about this because it seems to me some of that same progression, not exactly, but some of that same progression kind of fits the work that you're doing, and maybe the next great leap is, in fact, the sun.
Well, the sun would give us, certainly solve a lot of world problems as an energy source, because you know, our standard of living is tied directly to consumption of energy. You know, energy to help us do our daily chores, our work, to make our lives less stressful, and even enable us to do things like read at night, because we have adequate light. So we can be a lot more productive. And so energy enables a lot of things. The problem is that when energy costs too much, then as we start paying for that, we can't pay or provide productivity toward other things. And so we end up shipping our wealth offshore, as we have been for in recent times. And so if we can harness the sun, which is the ultimate source of sustainable energy, which is renewable and won't destroy the environment, then of course the whole world can prosper and focus on other things in terms of improving the quality of life.
You talk about the sun. I think it was Tom Hartman wrote a book years ago called, I don't know, something about ancient sunlight. But what his point was that even the materials we're using now, the petroleum, is a consequence of sunlight. It's just it was there for a long time. So what we're doing is digging up and using up ancient sunlight.
Mm-hmm.
And, you know, it will run out. But the other part of it, you mentioned the cost. The cost is more than just an economic cost.
Oh, absolutely.
It's the environmental consequences, the toxins that get pumped into the atmosphere, global warming or global climate change, more to the point. All of those things are factors. And the challenge, of course, is that you have boldly stepped up to is what you're going to do. And it's important.
That would be a technical term.
That's a technical term, yeah. I learned that as an engineer.
Well, it's more important than that, you know, because as the world starts to, third world countries and other less developed countries start to lift themselves out of poverty and consuming more and more energy, it starts to choke the supplies and the sources. And so we start seeing conflict and more strife over, you know, those energy sources and trying to acquire them for diverging interest.
Well, we saw John Lewis just after
Congressman John Lewis,
just after the United States had invaded Iraq for the second time, and he said, "You know what this is about?
Oil."
And this was when there was still lots of fluffery about all the things it wasn't about.
But it also, I mean, you can see it in the First World War, you can see it in the Second World War, you can see it going, the British presence in the Middle East that has had grave consequences. We're paying a very high price for this.
Right.
And the challenge is, and in some ways the surprise is, Americans are very proud of our ingenuity and our intellect and our resources. What is surprising is that you're having to do it, that it hasn't already been done. Mm-hmm. How can that be, with all the resources we have available to us, that you're, and which is not to say you're alone, but you have been toiling in the wilderness for something that you would think we would have been smart enough to do something about it before.
I think it's fair to say I've been toiling in the wilderness because for a long time I had a difficult time getting people to listen to me, and if it were not for my own resources, I wouldn't be at the point with the technology that I am right now.
Let's take a quick break so that we can come right back with Dr. Lonnie Johnson. We're going to talk about what those resources were. We're going to talk about what he did with them in just a moment.